visualize for a minute a lemon. I've got a lemon right here in my hand. Just sort of close your eyes and see this lemon. And hold your hand out, close your eyes, and see the lemon sitting right there on your hand. It's got a little nub at the top, comes to a point at the bottom. It's got just a little bit of moisture on the outside of the skin and those little indentations like a lemon has. Now hold the lemon and feel it and squeeze it just slightly. Now what I want you to do is think of your favorite paring knife, that little one with the tip that's broken off the edge. And I want you to take the lemon and I want you to place it down on a board. And I want you to cut right down the middle of the lemon. And I want you to put the pointed end in your hand and set the other end of the lemon someplace else. And just hold that half a lemon in your hand. And take your finger in your mind and rub your finger along the top of the lemon. Just rub it along the top. And feel its moisture. Just experience that in your mind, only in your mind. You're all thought. Now take the lemon and bring it up in your mind, close to your nose. Bring it right up to your nose. And smell the lemon and smell its tartness. And know exactly how it feels. And then set it back down. Now pick the same lemon up and bring it close to your mouth. And open your mouth. And I want you to take a bite of the lemon right here. Just take a bite. All right, right here. Ah, bite it. Okay? What's happening in your mouth? You feel the saliva coming into your mouth? Can you feel it? Just wait another few seconds. Can you feel it? It's a little drier. What does saliva do when acid comes into your mouth? What's the purpose of it? Can you feel it now? Now, there it is. Now you're really dry, aren't you? All through thought. You brought something from another dimension, thought, into your consciousness and made yourself salivate through thought in order to protect your mouth from the invasion of citric acid. That's what happens when you put citric acid into your mouth. That's how powerful thought is. And that's what you are. Do you know you can do that? That at the Simonton Cancer Institute in Fort Worth, Texas, they are teaching people to do what I just did with you in 5 minutes, to treat themselves. And they're getting 25% remission rates where 10 years ago they were getting 1% through the power of this mind to heal. Because you no longer are trying to heal. You have to understand that if you're going to change a habit, you must be the habit. You are now the treatment. You are no longer the poison. If you take a cigarette and puff it and put it into your lungs, you are poison. Poison is you. It's in your esophagus, it's in your pancreas, it's in your liver, it's in your bloodstream. That's what you are. You have become the poison. When you no longer are the poison and you are the treatment, you no longer see yourself as a human doing. You're now a being who can walk right past people smoking and know that that isn't you any longer. You're no longer that. And you don't even have to do anything. You just have to become the treatment. Isn't that powerful, what thought can do? And that all of those tricks that we call miracles, we're all capable of by using thought.